our allowance. It has to do with our victory stance. And when I say victory stance, like, we are good to go. The energy that's coming through, that's being provided, that's being offered, that is for our attainment. So in other words, it is here. Imagine renting a hotel and you go in and it's like there are snacks out there. There's all this different offerings that are, here's the important part, for our, they're saying, for our consideration and endurance. Now, I forgot that original word. I'm just going to say it's within reach. It's within reach. It was something like that. So it's within reach. So the more that we get comfortable, sort of like just reaching behind you, and there is your greater claim. There is your greater status. So we want to keep thinking about like going abroad. In other words, to recognize we're functioning from higher status. We're functioning from higher consent, a higher placement, a higher visioning. So as we will draw in this offering of full acknowledgement, we arrive because it's like heaven sent. So what we're doing is opening up to our good pleasure. We're opening up to our storehouse. We're opening up to light. So the more that we grant ourselves permission to arrive, in other words, to claim victory, to go out ahead. Now, the reason I'm saying this is it does take a little spontaneity. In other words, and they're showing me the death card, nobody's dying in the physical, but of course death's not real. But what this has to do with is like death of the old mirage, death of the old format. So in English, if your tendency is to go into fear, they're saying going into stuttering, so someone's got some energy of that to release, but to going into fear where you start name calling yourself or you're name calling someone else, like in other words, you're following the ego. Having that spontaneity puts you at the advantage because there's this higher placement, there's this higher endorsement that's going to help you pre-select your destiny. Now, the reason they say it's pre-select is that's how easy it is to receive. So if you remember like the old format on cards where you would like pre-select your, maybe they still do this, pre-select your stations. So it's like you just go boom, 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 but it's all pre-selected. So when we're reaching for our highest advantage, like I just feel like I'm just reaching behind me as if I'm on the phone and I'm just going to get a loose leaf binder or whatever. No big deal. So this is where we're going to get used to new accommodations. So in English, it's stepping out of faith and realizing you already reside on another platform of arrival. So we want to remember everything we experience has to do with our dimensional consent, our dimensional reality. So they're showing me the Three of Cups. So this is the time of no more suffering. It doesn't mean you're going to have interesting phenomena. You are, most certainly. But you no longer have to suffer because you're finding your way with your heavenly consent. So in English, you're following the light. Now, as you do, you're going to draw close on suffering because really we create our own problems or our own advantages. So we want to notice how we're reacting to the phenomena of life. And so the more that we can disentangle ourselves from the old pattern, from the old lifestyle, and adopt that pre-ordered vision. Now, the reason they're saying this is so relevant for us to get, when my son wants to like get something pre-order, it's like you order it, you know, the second you can order it, and then you wait months for it to be delivered. But your name is already on there. Your name is already on there. It's pre-selected. It's pre-ordered. So when we're receiving our higher cast, when we're receiving our higher placement, our higher endorsement, our higher arrival, it is already preset. It already has our name on it. So it's an easy go as we will attend. So this is where we have freedom of choice, because the old energy, the old struggle, separation, consciousness, it's there. And this is what we're stepping out in faith. So when we move into unity consciousness, everything arrives, everything is solvable, everything is really us. So how are we working with ourselves today? So as we will receive the light, as we will receive our holy advancement, we rise in consent, because this is the whole point. They're different earths. And what we're doing is signaling our readiness to kind of time out of the old 3D and move into our new appointment. So the more that we realize it's waiting for our consent, the more we realize that we are the way showers, we are the ones that are showing up to arrive at this heavenly vision, because way shower means we're showing others the way. To show others the way, we got to figure out where we're going. So this isn't taking place, oh gosh, you know, in a couple of years this is going to start happening, I cannot wait. This is taking place in the here now. This has been taking place from morning till night in this very day. So when we come to fellowship, we come to bring forth our true vision, our true starlight, our true wonderment. So as we receive this energy, as we will receive this light, as we will receive this transformation, we bring forth the new acquittal. In other words, we consent. We consent to the new whole heavenly vision. So this means we're taking ourselves out of dualism. Out of dualism says, I'm right, you're wrong, or I'm wrong, but someone's got to be wrong. There's a good and the bad. There's a right and the left. The more that we understand that we're coinciding with grace as we will allow. So Joshua walking on water, because understanding, reaching the level of awareness, overcoming physical reality. So again, we're overcoming our false claim, our belief in separation, our belief that this isn't all coming from us. Source from us. So as we will align with our heavenly glance, as we will align with our heavenly bliss, we step out of suffering. We step out of suffering. It still doesn't mean you may, again, you still may have interesting phenomena. cross your path. But we decide sort of like how to play it, how to attune to it, and how to arrive. Because remember, as we perceive with starlight, in other words, seeing the new availability. And so when I tune into this, it's like, it feels like grace. It feels like, oh, I see the answer key. So some of us that are clairvoyant, you may see, you may feel, you may sense, you may go into your heart. You may just have the willingness. I'm watching my rebuttal. I'm watching my judgment. I'm just swinging that judgment around today. And you're noticing it. But you're also claiming a peace because you're aware of it, rather than, well, of course I should be in judgment or angry or in fear, whatever it is. But the more that we establish grace, the more that we establish heavenly consent, the more that we establish our due pleasure. In other words, this does not have to be hard. This can be pleasurable, because as we align with peace, as we align with our true responsiveness, we come to adorn our true nature. And this is the point. It's not really what happens in your linear today. It's how you're processing consciousness, how you're starting again and again and again. And when they're showing me again and again and again, each time I said again, we were raising in frequency. So remember, this is about a frequency claim. And here's the beauty of it. There is nothing keeping you from that rising. So rising, 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 rising. So again, it's our linear mind that thinks, oh, you know, how long is this gonna take? Will I still be on Earth? They're saying, like, you're crunching out the numbers now. You're crunching out the numbers now. When I say numbers, I literally have this, like, oh gosh, it almost looks like the Matrix or whatever. So again, remember that we're aligning with the sacred geometry, and we're shifting. They're literally showing me like a compass or whatever. We're shifting. And so remember, as we shift our consciousness, as we shift our faith, the smallest degree of influence, remember, our energy then gets projected out. The smallest degree of shift within our own consent, within our own remembrance. It's going to be startling in terms of what presents in your advantage. In other words, it doesn't matter what happens. It's as we climb in faith and consciousness, as we hold that higher standard, that higher frequency, well, then guess what? That is what we are then producing. Because everything is coming through our own convenience, our own frequency. So the more that we attend to, they're saying, our loveliness, but our higher value, again, follow the light. Again, do not get bent out of shape when you notice you're following darkness, because we've been simulated in this state. And so as we're awakening, we're receiving these light codes and we're awakening, we're learning how to take ourselves out of slumber. So the more that you can enjoy the ride and almost be giddy and almost be, like they're saying, foolhardy, you know, kind of like laughing at yourself, because that laughter will help, that levity will keep it from being toxic. In other words, you'll have that fluid consistency for you to find your way. And they're literally showing me like a fish, like just swimming away. So as we will receive our heavenly endowment, so this means it's available. Our highest frequency approach in each moment. It's like literally when I'm looking at this, it's like right in front of my face. It really, really is. So as, because again, this is our energy that we are encoded to receive. And so we're receiving it. And what we're doing is learning how to transfer our consciousness, learning how to transfer our awareness to arrive. So just imagine like this template that you're learning how to connect to. And it's like, oh, I feel it. And we're learning how to receive it and respond. So this is where it really is a little bit of a faith walk, because you're leaving, you're parting ways with the old imprisonment, the old lifestyle. So imagine you learned a dance step a certain way, and suddenly this new teacher is like, okay, we're gonna learn the dance step, but it's a little bit of a derivative. So just understand, it'll take like a little bit to like kind of get the hang of it, but remember the excitement. It's like, wow, this is new. This is taking me like further. So the more that we have this excitement, the energy that is being offered is bringing forth that excitement. In other words, they're saying it's solidifying our grace. Put this in words, it's embellishing. That's what I want to say. It's like making it easier to sense, easier to find. So let me put a floodlight on. Let me turn the light on so you can really find your way. So we have to choose it. We have the free will, but it's the extraordinary advancement where you will see it, you will sense it, you will experience it. It will be revealed to you. And then it's a matter of convenience. So again, following the light, remembering as we continue to arrive, as we continue to advance, as we continue to offer ourselves in heavenly pleasure, they're showing me 9 fulfillment of wishes. Well, that happened pretty fast. Boom, completion. Because this is the point. So what we're doing is we're clearing up our own consciousness. It's not about what we think it's about. It's receiving that light and establishing that as our corridor. In other words, establishing our new pathway. So imagine just receiving pieces in a jigsaw puzzle. Let me put this piece down. So all of the old trespasses against self, following 3D, following the ego, it's coming up for review. And so every time we say yes, it's like building the superhighway. So again, every moment counts. They're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. It's like that horse is finally coming in. So the more that we enjoy the process, the more that we enjoy our expansiveness, the more that we enjoy our light, we bring forth acquittal to the masses. Because remember, we are the ones with the sight. We're the seers. Does not matter at all how clairvoyant you think you are or not, or even it's like, I don't feel energy. Yes, you do. You would not be listening to the recording. You would not be here in the physical on Zoom or whatever if you did not feel energy because this would not mean anything to you. So that's very, very relevant because a lot of us, we still attend to monkey mind and it looks for ways to take us out of the game. Well, someone else can hear, see, sense better. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. So trust that your next step is upon you. So as we seal this activation, as we seal this rite of passage, we do so with great respect and adoration for our own self-privilege. So in other words, when we remember we are an extension of the divine, the more that we can offer ourselves reverence. So when we bow to Jeshua, to Mother Mary, to whoever it is, we're recognizing our own enlightened sequencing. So what we're doing is we're bowing and paying tribute to our own divine recognition. So as we consent, as we offer ourselves to the light, we do so recognizing that the graduation is already present in the moment. They're showing me the card of partnership. So partnering with your divine presence, your divine self. So it's like the acorn, the tree's already in the acorn. The completion is already in the moment. So in essence, it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed. We're waking ourselves up to what already is, what already exists. Another way of saying it is there's already a reality where this is completed. What we're doing is tuning into that reality. What we're doing is saying yes. So as we consent, as we offer ourselves to the light, we do so with recognition of our own brilliance. Our own brilliance, that's what we're recognizing. We're recognizing our own light. Let us pray. What they're saying is we're more equipped than we realize. We're more equipped than we realize. And so it is. Beautiful.